This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here we go. It is hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on the final Cowboys Monday of the year. It's all about looking forward to the team building and what they are going to do next. So we're excited about that that next chapter here as we get into 2026 here on your home of the Cowboys. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A. There's brought us the former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champion, Lucius Alexander. Is at home in the Pimp Cup here at Master Control, 75-635, fixing to go 5 flawless. Woolchuck and Schiafalo, we're both in the house. Happy holidays to both of you gentlemen. Zach, great to see you again.
Good to see you, man.
Missed you on Friday. It was my return.
I know, I was listening.
Oh, right on, right on.
And you sounded great.
Well, thank you. It's great to be back in the
South. Refreshed.
Saddle. And I'm not sure who's coordinating our video, but you can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Carter's gone, is that right?
Yeah,
you missed Carter's last day.
I know that breaks your heart.
Did he cry?
He got a little emotional for sure.
He did.
Yeah, when he made the announcement, I think he did get a little bit in his feels.
It's a good run. You know,
needed a Kleenex or two.
Yeah.
It was a heck of a run. Now he's going to be Fox 4 in it.
He's Fox 4 in it, and he's been making all the bowl games. I mean, he's been living his best life right now. Shout out to Carter.
Is he coordinating video at Fox 4 now?
He's doing some type of digital work for them.
Is he still doing Fan University?
Not now.
No more Fan University? No.
Maybe in the future.
Wow. I thought
he hasn't re-signed yet. You know what I'm saying? He's still in the portal.
Okay. Very questionable decision, I think, there by Carter. I would have bet on myself and nourished the future as a college football sports radio host. And I thought he was well down that path.
But he was breaching it.
Apparently, he chose a support role for a cable TV outlet.
Big TV man.
Or is this local Fox? Local Fox. Yeah. Okay, pretty cool. Pretty cool. Probably a sideways move.
I don't know if it was Ducey or Sam Gannon, but one of them he's got eyes for.
Honey deed him.
Yeah.
One of them. It might be Jeff Kolb.
I can't wait.
It could be Kolb.
I can't wait till I retire and I listen to Dawson.
Describe your exit strategy.
Brought us left, huh?
Thought he had something.
Yeah.
Really thought he had something.
Thought he could have been something. Could have had a career.
How long have you been on the show now, Brian? 4 or 5 years? 5 years? We're coming up on 5 years, aren't we? No, 6 years.
6 years, yeah. Six years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a run.
Broadus looked at the text for a full show for the first time in 6 years last week during holiday mail-it-in time.
How was your mental health this weekend?
It was fine. It was funny, though. I did go off on somebody, though, one time. There was somebody, and I came up with I think we have it.
The ice maker.
It was
drew him off sides.
The ice maker drew it off sides. Somebody on there said, "You're a millionaire. Buy your own damn ice maker." And then that's when we got the famous drop of me saying, "Yeah, I have companies coming out of my ass."
Oh, right. Oh yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Great drop.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Really strong.
Yep. I was tuned into the post game yesterday when when you were berating callers for this. This guy said that nobody wants to come to Dallas because we're hated around the country.
Yeah, good old Charles.
Charles was very much probably an older gentleman like me, you know, and it the team that nobody wants to go to right now, to be honest with you, is the Jets. Yeah. That's the organization that if you start to talk about, because I thought it was pretty funny what Charles brought up, and so I just was kind of talking to my gang of seven guys, and I said, hey, if you had to pick a team that nobody wanted to go to, and obviously not one of my gang of seven is a Jets guy, but they said, I don't think anybody wants to go play for the Jets right now.
Yeah, I could see that, and there's a couple other teams, but I just think it's so different from how people in the league would look at the Cowboys situation compared to the fans. For the fans, it's polarizing, it's a bit of a fail, but coming to work for the Cowboys is an incredible feeling of importance and awareness. Like, people are going to talk about you on a national scale, and I think
every day,
all that relevancy is very important.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're offering the most to come to Dallas where the weather is better than the majority of NFL cities throughout the year, there's only a couple where it's better. I think most players and most coaches, all things being equal, would still choose the Cowboys.
Yeah. I just, like I say, there were four of my guys got back and immediately was Jets.
Yeah.
NYJ. You know, I mean,
it's just unanimous.
They just unanimously thought that the Jets would be a terrible organization to be a part of. Or that players don't want to go there.
Yeah, yeah, it seems dysfunctional. Yeah. And, you know, the reports about the Suns advising dad based on Madden ratings and simulations.
Speaking of Suns involved, did you guys happen to see the clip of Arthur Blank and his son? They were hugging the coach after Raheem Morris.
Post-game presser.
They were sitting there watching the presser, and like Raheem walks over and gives Arthur a hug, gives the son a hug. Then like 2 hours later, they fire him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Thanks so much.
I wonder why they were – I wonder if it's normal for the owner to show up at the coach's press conferences in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, 2 hours later, they said, nah, we don't need you here. They went, four straight at the end?
They went on a little run with Kirk Cochane.
Yeah, went on a little run, and they got rid of Fontenot and Raheem Morris.
They probably felt bad for what they were about to do, you know? Give you some love.
A little sympathy.
Yeah. I'll get real nervous if you guys start giving me a hug after a show randomly. Yeah. I'll be like, wait, what's this mean?
Considering you're such a touchy-feely guy. Yeah.
Man, good run, Dawson. Have a good night, man.
Yeah.
We'll see you around, okay?
We'll see you around. See you next time.
Yeah, see you at Fox 4.
Well, I just want to celebrate that they got through the game without injury and you moved up in the draft.
You're here.
Can I just say that again? What a terrific Sunday afternoon of watching football.
I agree, dude. I agree. I know it was frustrating for sure to think like, wow.
It was.
You had to have the big picture in mind the whole time. You're watching the little picture and you're a little ticked.
Not
and then you
the
zoom out and you go, this is incredible.
Wolchuk and I were getting mad during the game. We're sitting there getting mad.
I can't separate it. I can't, like, afterwards, it's immediately like, all right, oof, got the 12th pick. Yeah. This is good. We go into offseason mode. During the game, those 3 hours, I'm like, what the hell are they doing? Tackle! Yeah. Rally! Yeah. Tackle! Yeah. Pressure! Yeah. What the hell, Dak?
Yeah.
Catch the ball! Yeah. What's going on? Yeah, I want them to win. But post-game, big picture.
Seriously, we're yelling at the TV when they're, like, making, like, they pass short of the sticks, and like Wilson comes flying up and misses a tackle, and it's a first down. And then everybody's just me and Wolchuk are F bombing the hell out of, you know.
I mean, there's
Wilson
a lot to not like. It was a very embarrassing season, the worst Cowboys defense we've ever seen. But I thought my favorite moment was when the TV announcer said Joe Milton's going to be in for the second half.
Yeah.
And then they had the quote from Shoddy saying it was just a judgment call. So all that stuff about wanting to win went out the window. You had a chance to go win it, and you were like, nope, let's make sure everybody's healthy.
You're right.
And I'm thankful they did it.
The aesthetics, all the things that they talked about, hey, then, you know, oh, we're going to go try and win this thing. I talked to two different people before the game yesterday in New York and got two different answers about, oh, no, Dak's going to play as long as he can and da-da-da-da-da. And in actuality, it's all a bunch of crap, you know.
Yeah.
They weren't trying to win that game yesterday. And, you know, and for the draft pick, yeah, absolutely good. For the guys and gals that want to see him win, It's a tough way to go out, you know? That's tough.
Brilliantly executed. The league can't be mad at you for tanking. You know, yep. you're selling, we're yep. going for it, we're all about winning, and then you quietly make the smart decision at halftime.
Did our guy in Green Bay kick a field goal to beat the spread?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think time out to do it.
The yeah. big thing there, I think, is they were shut out. So yeah. the three gives them the no shutout, and I think when you talk about aesthetics, I think that matters.
Is Green Bay on a streak of not getting shut out?
I'll have to look into that. I imagine they are.
There's some teams that... Like, I think the Ravens are one of those teams that has this incredibly long streak for not getting shut out. I could be dead
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing. Nobody wants to get skunked.
No.
Yeah, that's just... That's
but he kicked the spread, right?
He did. He got it. He called the timeout with 2 seconds to go. And 13 and a half.
They're down 16. Bang, right. Field goal.
Well, they could have used that kick in Baltimore then, huh?
Could have.
Oh, holy jeez. Yes. Imagine losing one.
Brandon Aubrey would have nailed that.
Looks like.
Maybe.
Because it was only like 40 something yards.
Yeah, he's perfect inside of 50.
Yep.
Packers were last shut out in December of 2018.
Okay.
So they got a nice little run going without getting shut out.
There you go.
Okay, the best part of the game was Babe doing play-by-play because Sham was out on a cookie run, the 817. Do we have that in two guys
we'll
in a booth
that.
Tonight
yes.
at 6 o'clock? Love
yes.
it. Looking at the mock drafts, I'm seeing Reuben Bain available at 12, Sonny Styles at 12, Mansoor Delane, the LSU corner, who's the stickiest son of a gun in the draft. He's there at 12 in a lot of these mocks. So I saw one with Cassius Howell, the Aggies edge.
Yeah.
You got to love how he attacks. I don't know if 12 is a little too rich for him, but he is he'd be the Cowboys' best pure pass rusher.
Has anybody seen a mock draft where they take an offensive player yet?
No,
I
have not.
Not a single one.
Yeah.
No, and you know, I think it's what you guys have been talking about on the Doing All Right thing there on your Crown Global Media YouTube page yeah. with you and Vach. Like, you got to crush free agency if it's going to be an offensive player. That totally resonates with me. Like, because if you go into the draft without real good answers, then you're going to be pinned into we have to get defensive upgrades at multiple positions, probably four, and you only have two picks. So I feel like the trades and free agency they're going to make, even before we get to the draft, we're going to know how serious they are about getting back in the playoffs next year.
I agree.
The game itself, though, as we mentioned, massive embarrassment. Jackson Dart ending New York's run of futility against the Cowboys and Dak Prescott. I think the silver lining there, though, is it just leaves no doubt. You know, I love how Jerry is owning his part of how bad the defense is. It's not because of Eberflus is a bad coach. It's because we have failed at the draft, and our players are a mismatch for Eberflus, but you can't make it all about him. You know, this Jerry said this has been 6 or 7 years in the making. And what is it? Micah Parsons, Trayvon Diggs, Deron Bland about their only draft hits in this time period. Osa, I guess you had the math at the beginning of the year, right? They've only hit on a few of their defensive picks over the last decade, really.
I mean, there were only 10 on the
Bland
roster.
Bland before he got hurt.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think since 2020, there were only 10 on the roster, and that was, after week one? So now you can take Diggs off of that list. And that included offensive players. So they have not done a great job when it comes to defense. I mean, you look at the misses, whether it's Mozzie, Kelvin Joseph. I mean, the list, all the linebackers that they've tried to bring in here, and it just unfortunately hasn't worked out. And then some of the guys, they haven't had second contracts. So when you're a team that's like, we want to build through the draft – when you're unsuccessful through the draft and then also on the second contracts that you do reward players, they don't end up giving you the return on that investment, whether it's due to injury or declining play. You're going to be sitting where you are now when you're a talent-depleted team, at least on the defensive side of the football. So hopefully this is a learning lesson where it's like, guys, that way of team building here is just it doesn't work right now. We've got to be more aggressive in free agency.
What it shows me is you don't need to listen to any one of those defensive coaches for draft analysis.
Thank you. Yeah.
And maybe that is pulled it. That's why your defense looks as mismatched as it is, because 2 years ago the darling of the draft was a linebacker from Notre Dame and Maris Leofau, and he can't even get on the field with this guy.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden you're trying to draft guys, play guy. You know, the fact that they have allowed these defensive coaches to have as much say, and it goes all the way back to Rod Marinelli, mm-hmm. if you want to be honest.
Yeah,
that's where the bad drafting really started when it came to defensive players.
I think Jason Garrett might have been such a good scout that he made them believe we got a good thing going, trusting the coaches.
I think to me, and you're not, very well, I would have loved to work with Jason Garrett from a scouting aspect.
Yeah.
As a head coach, had little or no respect for him. But as far as an evaluator, one of the top shelf when it came to that. And if you're going to be an organization that's going to rely on the coaches that much, you better have some Jason Garretts and some Bill Parcells and guys like that that know something about personnel instead of the guys that you currently have.
We got a lot of things to talk about here with you, G-Bag Nation, on the last Cowboys Monday of the year. We'll come back with the champ and then Wolchuk's top 10. Buddy, where are you taking it?
All right, so we do have the quarterback pressure rankings that are out entering the playoffs. Which quarterback do you think is under the most pressure? And happy National Whipped Cream Day.
Mm.
Top 10 foods to put whipped cream on, or you can rock that bikini. That's next in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. 682 says, will McClay be the front office scapegoat? Jerry said it himself about this being a problem for years. I just think Will is such an important piece of Jerry being able to do the job the way that he wants to do it.
Yep.
That he's kind of an irreplaceable piece, I think, the way that the Joneses look at it. Maybe they could bring in different help or look for different scouts or shift their strategy, but I would still be shocked if they move on from Will McClay anytime soon.
Will's
thought, though.
Yeah, Will's the only one that kind of understands how to, like, make everybody happy in that room. Hmm. So I will go on record and say if Will McClay had the autonomy to really do his job, you'd have a very much a situation like with the Eagles or these teams, San Francisco. You'd have a, you know, you'd have a, you would be proud of your team and all that. I think that Will, I think Will really gets handicapped by having to make sure that the scouts are happy, the Joneses are happy, and the coaches are. And I think that's why, you know, you talk about the last several years of defensive picks, to having to deal with Rod Marinelli. You know, I'm sorry, Mrs. Marinelli, if you're listening, I know you've done this before. But and she has. She's texted me. I can't believe you say that about my husband, Brian. But the, you know, I'm just going to tell you this though. There are things that these coaches want, and Jerry and Steven allow it to happen instead of just standing up and saying, you know, why you would ever give Mike McCarthy, who never had a say in personnel, a say is ridiculous.
Yeah,
you know, and that's the thing that Will McClay and I'm. Listen, Will's been mad at me plenty of time. You know, I don't blame him. But I will say this, he has one of the most difficult jobs, and I think if you just gave it to him like it's supposed to be, your roster would be 1,000% better.
Yeah, that would be awesome if he was just the GM and didn't have to deal with a wildcatter and a geologist, you know, trying to fit and coaches trying to get everybody happy. He's more of a traffic cop than a GM. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has the champ.
Yeah, check, check. Get it ready, get it ready, get it ready. Check. All right. How you boys doing, man?
Amazing.
Good, sir. Good.
Right, how are you?
Gravy, baby. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan 530. We play the champ right about here. Stick around 530. You might just want to tolo all the way through it.
Yeah.
But if you can't do that, come back around 530. I got some John Blaze for you that'll compete against this challenger right here in champion. We go to the Rose Bowl, field pass ESPN, Pat Mack and crew. They had a B-2 bomber fly over.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was delayed, but it is still here. America sending a message to the world here in Pasadena. We got a B-2 and you don't. There's some things that USA has that nobody else does. College football is one of them. And a B-2 stealth bomber is another. Greatest country on earth, no questions asked. Well, thank you.
Wow.
Hell yeah, America.
Hell yes.
Holy s***. Yeah. Yeah. Now let's kick off the second half of the Rose Bowl. Holy hell. I got chills right now.
Halftime flyover?
I just got a red, white, and boner.
I think I got a little freedom erection happening as well.
A little freedom.
How could you not?
Jeez. Wild stuff, man.
A little wild freedom erection, bro.
That's wild.
State of the tension.
That's college football playoffs right there, boys and girls. I love it.
Yeah, I guess, was it meant for the pregame? And
it didn't happen. Yeah, so it weather, came through.
The weather was
horrible.
Okay.
Yeah. Be careful there. Yeah.
Unreal.
All righty. It's time now, though, for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 220. Here is Zach with an H.
Woo! Let's do it. Here we go. It is National Whipped Cream Day. It's a glorious day. Whipped cream is delicious. We will have the top 10 foods to put whipped cream on. 877-881-1053.
Speaking of Allie Larder.
Oh, yeah. What do you like to do with your whipped cream? Shout out to Varsity Blues. And, Yash, if you saw that episode of Landman last night,
yep,
she still got it.
Still got it.
Still got it.
Yep.
But I did see Yardbird.
They're fake, though, aren't they?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Not a lot of movement there. I did see the playoff quarterback pressure rankings. Now, I disagree with this list, but 877-881-1053.
Whose list is it?
Yard Barker.
Oh.
It's Josh Allen, dude.
You let me know. How would you rank the quarterbacks under the most pressure? And I'm with you. Josh Allen, number one. Gotta be. Right? You're now in a playoff that does not have Lamar Jackson in it. Mm. It does not have Patrick Mahomes in it. And Mahomes has been the guy that's knocked you out. There's also no Joe Burrow, another guy that's knocked you out. And Lamar Jackson, they've had some battles in the past. So you're clearly the guy in terms of the hierarchy, at least in the AFC over the last handful of years. This would be your time. If you can't do it now, and I think we've said this about Josh Allen for the last few years, when's it going to happen? But Josh Allen's got to be number one. Now, they put Bo Nix and Sam Darnold at 2 and 3 on here. I think Sam Darnold's kind of playing with house money. I do. Look, you're the number one overall seed. You're going to have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. But the guy's going to get paid. He's going to get a fat payday. I think Seattle's going to be keeping him. I don't think this is going to be like a Minnesota situation. And he already won the game that last year he couldn't win, which was the season finale, number one seed on the line. Can you beat Detroit? No, they get swept by Detroit. Well, he's able to knock off on the road San Francisco, so they're in this point. So I think that there's pressure, but I don't know that there's more pressure with either of those guys, granted you're the number one seed, than Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert would be number two for me, right behind Josh Allen. He's 0-2 in the playoffs. He has not played well in the postseason, and he has an extremely difficult game going to New England now. Could very well be staring at 0-3, and as good as he's been this year and taking a team that's been battered along the offensive line, it's all about what you've done in the postseason. We know this from Dak Prescott here in Dallas. Herbert, I think, number two, in my opinion, right behind Josh Allen.
I get that for sure over Knicks and probably even over Darnold as well. I do think the status of the offensive line is something that will give him the opportunity to kind of get out of that scot-free. Because, dude, both of your tackles are out. You have the worst offensive line in the league. I think that's something to where, hey, you're going on the road without your two offensive tackles. I think almost anybody is going to get a little bit of a pass for that. I'm kind of looking at Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Like, Jordan Love, you've gotten paid, and what have you really done in the postseason? Now, if it was at AT&T Stadium, sure, different story. You've had success. But otherwise, I think Jordan Love's a guy who's been paid and hasn't really done much in terms of postseason success. Then you start talking about like a C.J. Stroud, who people were elevating at a pretty high level, and what are you doing here in the post? Like the Stroud, the Lawrence, Herbert, like all of those are kind of bunched together.
Can I throw one at you? How about Bryce Young?
Yeah, it's your first time there. I mean, I think for the Panthers, it's almost just like we're kind of happy to be here.
Yeah, but they got to figure about having to pay him coming up here, too.
And he's fifth on this list.
I mean,
it's a chance to prove you're worth it.
Yeah,
you
know, that's what I'm saying.
Money pressure,
yeah,
be real.
If you find a way to, and they beat the Rams this season.
They did. It was a great game.
At Carolina, you know, you find a way to win all of a sudden. I think there's a lot of questions. There were a lot of questions about Bryce Young coming in to the season. You got to kind of feel like that they back their way into the playoffs, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's different kinds of pressure. There's like the career arc narrative pressure.
Right.
And maybe that's top for Josh. But also, like, there's I'm in the pocket and my tackles suck. Like, I'm waking up already sweating bullets if I'm Justin Herbert, you know? If I'm Josh Allen, I'm thinking we might have to score 35 points to win, you know? And that's pressure. Like, every time we get the ball, we need to at least get three.
Mm-hmm. And who's been his best receiver? I mean,
right?
Is it Brandon Cooks the last couple of weeks?
Yes.
That stepped up for him. Here's the thing with, because like, I'm with you, like, the context matters. But when people will look back on this, if Herbert loses, they're not going to remember the tackle thing. They're going to look at 0-3 in the postseason. We don't give these quarterbacks, in hindsight, the benefit of the doubt in those games. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with you 100%. Going and losing to New England, which has been a juggernaut all year, especially given the status of that football team, if he plays well, if it's not another 3-4 interception game like
right.
he had against Houston,
right.
That's not a bad loss for Justin
Herbert.
But
you're also fair that in the big picture, this time next year, if it's Herbert in the postseason, you're going 0-3.
Like,
yeah, can he win in the postseason? That narrative will be there in a big way.
But the Jordan Love stuff is interesting because now you're and it's Caleb Williams. This is going to be Caleb Williams, Bryce Young. Like, you've got now quarterbacks first time in the postseason stage.
Yeah, I think it's all about expectations. And like, to me, nobody really has Bryce Young expectations. But I do get the like he has the pressure of, man, am I even going to get a second deal with this team?
That's where I think
so. I get that.
Yeah, expectations of Carolina going on in this thing are zero.
Right.
Expectations.
Dude, did you see the spread in that game?
10.5.
Let's do 10.5.
Damn,
man.
Is it 10.5? I'm actually going to guess 9.5.
The Rams are road favorites by 10.5.
Yeah. Wow.
That's how we feel about the Panthers.
I mean, that's got to be disrespectful. Well, they did beat the Rams.
Yeah, but
I'm with you. I'm picking the Rams in that game. I think they're going to get revenge, and it wouldn't shock
Rams
me.
Rams are kind of a weird team for being as good as they are.
Yeah, they can be a little Jekyll and Hyde. And offensively, I mean, Devontae Adams will be ready to go for them, which is big. But
if they've caught some weird late luck. Like, they could be 14-3 easily.
Yeah, that Eagles game with the blocked field goal.
Two of them.
The Seahawks game on Thursday night.
Yeah.
The craziest two-point conversion you've ever seen.
Insanity with Charbonnet. I mean, and then you got the two old guys with Rodgers and Stafford. Like, could this be their last ride?
Yeah.
I mean, Rodgers and the Steelers trying to win their first with the Steelers, get off the schneid, haven't won a postseason game since 16. Is this his last game, possibly, once they lose. And
Stafford, I was watching it last night.
Yeah. I mean, if they make that field goal, it is. If Baltimore does. And then for Stafford, yeah, I mean, I think the expectations have got it. And now he's got the Super Bowl, so that helps.
Who do you trust more in these games? I mean, do you trust the Rams or you trust New England?
In round one?
Yeah.
The Rams.
The Rams.
So that's what I'm saying. Could you see New England being 14-3 and getting beat?
Absolutely. By the Chargers?
Yeah.
Sure. The later game, the West Coast to East Coast advantage is sort of negated there. I just have a ton of respect for everything about the Chargers team. You know, if their tackles had stayed healthy, I think they'd be the best team in the AFC right now.
Yeah, if they had their full arsenal at the offensive line, then it would be a different discussion. I would be relatively surprised if the Patriots lose that game, but I'd be more surprised if the Rams lose twice in Carolina.
New England, to me, is a team that plays the run really, really well, right? And that's what Harbaugh's going to want to do, right? He's going to want to play cold weather football and try and run it at these guys.
And Drake May's taking tremendous care of the football.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we know from breaking down that Chargers game, like, they're going to try and be aggressive, throw a bunch of different stuff at him with Jesse Minter, and can they force some turnovers? First playoff game for Drake May. That'll be fun. I like the hypothetical question from the 918. If the Cowboys were playing in the playoffs right now, would you put Dak over Josh Allen as the number one quarterback with the most pressure?
Ooh, yes. I think I would.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely you would.
It'd be close. But, I mean, Josh has still had some big-time playoff moments, to AFC Championship games, and Dak just hasn't done that.
All right, we'll rattle through very quickly.
Let me ask you this, though. If Dallas was in, how do you feel about them beating the Bears and the Seahawks to keep going?
Zero.
The championship game.
This iteration of the Cowboys?
If they were in the playoffs. Say they got in the playoffs. Say Dallas was in Green Bay spot where they have the seventh seed.
They beat Detroit and Minnesota?
Yeah.
They figured out a way to get in instead of Green Bay?
Right. What do you think their chances are? You don't think they would beat Chicago in Chicago at all?
I mean, I think just bad teams are going to score 35 on you at this point. Like, they've gotten worse.
Ben Johnson completely undresses you.
So it's a loss then.
That's
right?
A loss, yeah. And in Chicago, where it's going to be inclement weather, that's just a recipe for disaster.
Did you hear that yesterday? That you were the one talking about the weather in Denver, right? That they did not have one game that was below 60 degrees Denver this year.
That is insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is wild. And now they're going to have home field. I wonder if that'll change come playoff time. Do we get some snow games?
It'll change.
Brownies, coffee, pancakes, hot chocolate, milkshakes, bananas, pie, waffles, ice cream, and strawberries are your top 10 foods to put whipped cream on.
I think just right out of the can into the mouth. I'm with is the is one
that's the ready whip, right?
Oh yeah. You just shake it up and do a little.
I'm a Cool Whip guy.
I like to freeze the tub of Cool Whip and spoon it out.
Yeah.
Oh, it becomes like more ice cream.
Yeah. It's wonderful. Cool Whip is better than that in the can.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
Top 10 in the books. College football Darty coming up next.
What the hell are you talking about?
I can't believe what just came out of Brian's mouth.
Well, yeah, you're S-ing on whipped cream out of the can straight into your mouth.
I'm talking. Dawson's got the
play. I just lost my freedom erection is what I did.
Dawson's got the idea with the Cool Whip in the freezer. He's got that. That's the great.
Also good, too.
That's the best plan. That squirt stuff, not good.
Let's crank open the Darty. Wolchuk nailed the Sorsby sweepstakes, plus other portal news, and the final four have Saban's fingerprints all over it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Next in the nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time now for a college football darty. Here's the chief, Eric Chiafalo.
Yes, sir. Big week for college football. Let's set the table right after this.
Looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, fucking joke.
I want them now to say our name again.
Well, I don't get that. Bring the head cold.
Okay, it is the final 4 weeks in the college football playoff. The portal has been cranked open. Moves have been made. The number one quarterback in the portal was Cincinnati's Sorsby, which is a last name that I think I'm just going to love saying moving forward. Like, Sorsby is incredible. He is now a Texas Tech Red Raider.
Sounds like a good scotch.
It does.
Hand me that Sorsby.
Yeah. Ooh. There's something,
class it up in here.
Something classy about it. But also, there's a gentleman's aspect to it as well. Hell of a player, and he was a commodity. It was Texas Tech. It was LSU. It's Lane Kiffin. It's Joey McGuire. But really, it's Cody Campbell and a girlfriend.
Yeah,
I think
Cody.
That's what's going to go ahead and do it. When girlfriend's playing volleyball,
she's
for Texas
athlete,
Tech.
Volleyball. Right?
Yeah,
okay.
That's going to go. Yeah. I mean, if she was volleyball player, LSU Tiger.
Yeah.
He's probably at hot yoga with Lane Kiffin right now. But that's not the case. So $5+ million?
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh. And Walchuk, you've been all over this thing. I know you got the Red Raider ties. They're through and through, and you've been very confident Sorsby will be a Red Raider. I'm sure the girlfriend factor had a lot to do with that.
It had to.
There's no doubt about it. But he goes ahead and makes it official with Texas Tech. He apparently called up Cody Campbell, the big money oil man, and Pat Mahomes to tell them that he's coming to win a natty.
All right, so he's playing with confidence already.
Well, Cody Campbell put a nice Times Square board.
This is awesome.
Him. And like Ben texted me on the way in. He's like, I love this guy.
Dude.
He's trying to put Texas Tech on the national map right now. It's been a rough time for the Big 12. People are starting to doubt him. Oh, Tech didn't belong, blah, blah, blah. Did you see what JMU did against Oregon? How what they do on offense? What JMU do on defense? Okay. Tech didn't have their best day. Baron Morton proved he wasn't it. But this guy, the Soresby, it's just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, they were probably a Soresby away from scoring a single point in that game, you know, which is exciting to think
about. And that would have been something, huh? Can you imagine if they got a touchdown?
Yeah, yeah. We'd be feeling a lot different right now. But the big money oil man, Cody Campbell, he did it, man. They put a big welcome to Lubbock, Brendan Soresby, on the big screen in the middle of Times Square in New York City.
Yeah, sure did.
Like, and he says, the Texas Tech football brand is national, just like our intentions and ambitions. Wait until you see what or who is next. So, I mean, that helps you sleep at night if you're a Red Raiders fan.
Well, the next guy on their list.
They got an edge rusher from, what, San Diego State?
They did.
Saw that. He looks like he's a pretty dang good player. Obviously, they'll have some guys on that D-line, really across the board in that front seven defensively to have to replace. So, that's a nice start right there. Looks like they already got, what is it, like eight commitments or something?
Yeah, they've done a good job. They got eight so far, and now they're battling with Texas A&M to get Cam Coleman.
The
top wide receiver from Auburn.
Auburn.
Super freak talent. So he's right now, the biggest update I got was he's kind of choosing between Tech and A&M. And if I'm him, I'd go to Tech. I mean, A&M, you got a new offensive
of course
coordinator,
you would.
Marcel Reed. I mean, Marcel Reed versus Soresby.
I'm taking Soresby.
I'd take Soresby personally, especially with the way Marcel Reed kind of ended the season there. I still think Reed, good player, but I'd rather go with Tech and with Soresby if I had to choose if I were Cam Coleman. And, of course, I'm biased.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Now, you have some other quarterback stuff going on here. We'll continue to watch what happens with Sam Levitt, the former ASU quarterback. Is he going to Kentucky? Is he going to LSU? Mm-hmm. What's the move there? But he's obviously one of the bigger name quarterbacks that's currently in the portal right now. You also have Trinidad Chambliss, who, my gosh, the closer we get to that game on Thursday night and we break it down.
I think he's going to go back to Ole Miss.
That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to get a sixth year of eligibility.
Yeah.
And he's already saying, like, I want to be back here at Ole Miss. So he's not going to try and follow Lane to LSU. He's not necessarily trying to go to the NFL right now. He is trying to figure out a way to get granted permission for a sixth year of eligibility to remain at Ole Miss. What a game changer that would be for them. He is ridiculous.
They're trying to use some loophole they found with basketball, I believe, that the NCAA granted eligibility to a basketball player.
Yeah, they're trying to use that as precedent.
Yeah,
yeah. So that would be pretty special for Ole Miss. Of course, they are still alive right now. The other guy too that is evaluating things, and I think might end up in the portal, and I think he might be trying to get to one of the teams that's still alive in the college football playoff right now. Old Ty Simpson. Old Ty Simpson. He is
not going to come out in the draft.
He's not immediately jumping at it. He's going to spend the next few days trying to evaluate. But that's a tough way to go out. That's a tough, like the last tape you put out was that Indiana tape.
Not good.
Where for most of the game we're watching you on the sidelines. Come on now. I don't think that's the tape you want to put out as you try to get to the NFL.
I think a lot of people had him as a first round player to begin with.
Yeah.
Over the last few months and stuff?
Like, yeah, I think that when you start to talk about the top quarterbacks in the draft, his name gets thrown into those top three.
Yeah, it's right behind Mendoza and Moore. I mean, if I were Chambliss, especially if this thing ends up, he keeps balling, I'd enter the draft. He's got a shot to be a first rounder now. I don't know if he will next year. And again, like coming into this season, we thought that the quarterback class would be much better, and it didn't end up hitting, right? Klubnik didn't end up being really good. DJ Lagway obviously
took
a step back.
Our guy at LSU wasn't good.
Yeah, absolutely. Garrett Nussmeier was thought as maybe the top guy. But next year, right now, is supposed to be what could be a golden year for quarterbacks. If I was Chambliss and my stock might never be higher, I might just say, screw this, and I'm going to the draft.
Well, yeah, what he did the other night versus Georgia was legendary. If he keeps doing stuff like that, then for sure, I think his NFL prospects will be real. And that's, of course, where he will be headed if he doesn't get granted that 6-year of eligibility. Now, locally, TCU's quarterback, Josh Hoover, not a furry, but he is a Hoosier.
He is.
Okay.
Yeah.
He is a Hoosier, and shout out to Cignetti in Indiana. Even though they're in the playoff right now and they're trying to juggle a bunch of things, they've got 8 commits. And they've got really good players, Hoover being one of them at the quarterback position, and they like to go for the veteran guys. Hey, you got 3-4 years of college experience under your belt. They got a guy named Turbo Richard.
Oh, Turbo?
They got a guy Sounds named fast. Turbo. Oh, yeah, what's the position? If your name's
Wide
Turbo,
receiver.
You play running back, actually, running back, in this particular scenario. Yeah. But, of course, that was going to be the next position you guessed.
Of course, running back.
Turbo Richard will be toting the rock for the Hoosiers. So they're juggling it right now, trying to game plan for Oregon, but also making sure their portal is nice and thick.
I was amazed there were 4,500 players in the portal.
Yeah.
4,500 players. What a nightmare for...
It's actually more than a buttload.
It's a dream come true, really, for Texas college football fans, though. Like all these teams that are competitive, TCU's been in it.
I think SMU
was in it.
I think just overall football. Yeah. I think overall. I think that to me that there was a time where you had those blue blood programs that were just dominating every year. I think Nick Saban got out of this game. He saw what was about to happen.
Yeah.
You can't be as dominant anymore at Alabama as you once were. And I think he got out at the right time when he didn't want to deal with the NIL stuff. But he also saw that all of a sudden Texas Tech's becoming a national power.
Yeah.
Indiana's becoming a national power. When 2 years ago, if you would have bet on that program potentially winning a national championship, imagine the odds you would have got.
Leicester City style odds.
No question.
Paying off the house,
so
that wager.
4,500 kids have to find some place to play football. So, yeah, I mean, you're going to get some programs that probably couldn't get kids to begin with. Now all of a sudden they're coming up with some money and they're able to grab a few.
Yeah, and Nick Saban has his fingerprints all over this this Final Four with all 4 head coaches being former staff members of Alabama when he was there, Cignetti, Lanning, Golden, and Cristobal. So he's definitely representing big. The coaching tree for him is just absolutely ridiculous. So we're guaranteed to see a head coach win his first national championship. And as we talk about the portal, all 4 teams are led by transfer quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And their rosters are pretty heavy, leaning towards the portal stuff and guys who have transferred over there. And it is like Ole Miss, 15 of their 22 starters came from the portal. Indiana, 14 of 22 starters. Miami, 12 of 22. And Oregon, 10 of 22. So you're talking about like 60% of the starters in the Final Four are curated by the portal. It is a lot of fun. It makes for a ton of fun right now. So this is going to be a hell of a week. Glad we got to start off right.
Yeah, personnel movement. I wonder, is Shoddy going to have a coaching tree, you think? And what coaching tree would you like to pick your defensive coordinator off of right now? I think that kind of stuff is important, right? And the proof's in the pudding right now with all this Mike Shanahan stuff and the NFL and all the Nick Saban stuff and in college football. Please lock in on that. And before too long, hopefully Shoddy will have a coaching tree that he can be proud of and, you know, developing his own thing. We got 1 hour down, 4 to go. The good and bad news about the top 20 free agents the Cowboys are going to be looking at. Then we'll get to the C-note and more coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.